Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's right. This cut goes out to all y'all that's been missing us for mad years. One love, yo. Yeah, that's right. He's got a game. P.E. 1998.
If man is the father of the sun, is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe, then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such.
Word.
Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this shit I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelin, line of a local nigga unraveling.
Uh-huh.
My wandering got my ass wondering, with crisis and all this crisis. Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well I bet on ice. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but fuck the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Damn, was it something I said? Pretend you don't see, so you turn your head. Race scared of his shadow, does it matter? Thought of reparations, got a plan with the population. Nothing to lose, everything's approved. People use, even murder's excuse. White men and troops don't have to jump. Still 1,001 ways to lose with the shoes. God takes care of old folks and fools, while the devil takes care of making all the rules. Folks don't even own themselves.
Cops used to come around, you know, in my neighborhood. All right, you kids, stop having so much fun. Move along. Oh, they'd arrest me, you know, especially at night. They have a curfew, right? Niggas have to be home by 11, Negroes 12. And you'd be trying to get home, you know, doing your coup runs. They always would catch you out in front of a store or something. Because you'd be taking shortcuts, right? Cops. Put your hands up, black boy.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. We just came here to party. See a few dames, exchange some names. I'm a top shot, the kid, stay in your lane. The cop shot the kid, same old thing. Pour out a little liquor, champagne for pain. Slap boxing in the street. Crack the hydrant in the heat. Cop cars on the creek. Doing they roundups, we just watch for the sweet. Yeah, it's hotter than July. It's the summer when niggas die. It's the summer when niggas ride. Together we'll be strong, but forever we divide. So y'all are blowing my high. Type of shit that's killing my vibe. White kids are brought in alive. Black kids get hit with like 5. Get scared, you panic, you going down. The disadvantages of the brown. How in the hell the parents gonna bury your own kids, not the other way around? Reminds me of Emmett Till.
To Shadow Talk Show, and welcome to Black Think Tank Radio. Tonight, we will be talking about, I want the world to see what they did to my baby. I want the world to see what they did to my baby is what Marie Mammy Till said when she requested for her son to be in an open casket after he was murdered on August 28, 1955, at the age of 14. She wanted the world to see what they did to my baby. It's what she said. She wanted the world to see how her son, Roy Bryant, was brutally murdered by Roy Bryant and J.W. Miller. And these men, after, you know, they were acquitted of his murder, did confess that they actually did murder him. to be trending because I'm not going to promote the book, but it's trending because someone wrote a book, and you know, we see things on the internet and we don't check it. Now, a lot of people were saying that Carolyn Bryant was dead, and she's not. She's still alive. She lives in Raleigh, North Carolina now. And the Department of Justice, as you know, reopened the Emmett Till case this week. And this is not the first time the Department of Justice opened the case. The first time was in 2004, the Department of Justice opened the Emmett Till case. They exhumed his body. They verified that it was his body. They took the coffin and they put it in the Smithsonian Institute. So in 2018, the Department of Justice is reopening his case. This man wrote a book. And now, as you heard on mainstream media, there's questions regarding statements that may or may not have been made. The fact that we all know that Carolyn Bryant lied about Emmett Till. We all know that. That's not a dispute. But that Carolyn Bryant is still alive and she has not been charged is what is the issue in 2018. Because there's nothing that can be done to Roy Bryant. There's nothing that can be done to J.W. Millions because they're both dead. Unfortunately, you know, before Mammy Till died, she didn't get the satisfaction of seeing someone pay for her son's murder. And she didn't get, you know, a settlement from the state. You know, sadly, she died in 2003. At this time, anything that is done is basically done for the look of things because nothing can, no justice can be gotten at this point for any person involved in that case. At this time, I do see I have a caller and I would like to bring you in. Hello, good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm sorry if I hit a button to make me want to speak, but I'm just listening right now.
Okay, no problem. Welcome.
This is Clayton.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. No problem.
Good.
Is there anything you would like to say? Since you're on the
I'm loving the topic. I love where you're going with it, and it's very intriguing, interesting, and I'm looking forward to see where you're going with it, so I can definitely give you some input.
Okay, thank you very much. I could put you back on mute, and I will definitely bring you back in if that's what you want to do at this time. That's not a problem.
That's what's up, sweetheart.
Okay. Now, I don't want to fantasize about segregation. A lot of people are fantasizing and romanticizing that maybe we would be better off if we were segregated, or maybe, you know, the good old days. Emmett Till case is relevant in 2018 for those who think that segregation was the good old days for the black community. Okay? Because, yes, the community was stronger. Yes, there was a viable network community. However, what's not said is keep coming in and kidnapping and murdering men. There was a community in Georgia after slavery. I don't remember the name of the community, but I remember, I always will never forget what they said. There's two communities. And this community in Georgia, it was a viable community after slavery. It was full of free slaves. They burned it down to the ground. And they said, the sweetest peaches grow in this community, and nobody will eat these peaches as a reminder to what happened. See, that's one of those stories of segregation that no one seems to talk about. Emmett Till, a 14-year-old boy visiting his cousins in Mississippi from Chicago, got murdered because of a white lady's lie. That's one of the stories of segregation. Nobody seems to be romanticizing when they say we should be a black nation only. You can't be a black nation within a nation, but that's another show altogether. But, yeah, that's another show. Now, Mammy Till said, I want the world to see what they did to my baby. Segregation would have not. Segregation was going on at that time. Jim Crow was going on at that time. The black community could not have stopped those white men from murdering her son. Okay? And they confessed that they did it, just like Zimmerman confessed, got acquitted, that he did it. And they died. They weren't murdered at it. You know, this is glorified thing. Oh, yeah, we're going to take matters in our own hands. Uh-huh. They died. Zimmerman is still alive. I see Brother Ozzy at this time. Hi, Brother Ozzy. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine, sis. Still on the plantation, so I just was able to call in and just started listening. I haven't heard much of what you've been talking about. I know that you said you was going to touch on Emmett Till.
I'm touching more so on, you know, remember what his mother said when she said she wanted an open casket? She wanted the world to see what they did to my baby. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, the only reason why the Emmett Till case is trending in social media right now is because of that man's book. And, you know, this is the second time that DOJ reopened up the Emmett Till case. And, you know, Mammy Till is dead. Emmett Till's father is dead. There's nothing that can be gained from reopening this case. So, you know, it's
symbolism. That's what it is. It's more symbolism, which is something that, you know, unfortunately, our people are impressed by symbolism. Just like, you know, they were impressed by Obama. That was symbolism, you know, on a grand scale. And my thing is, you know, look where we're at now. And you can see how far, you know, how much that helped us as far as him being elected. Not saying it was a bad thing, but I'm saying it was a symbolic thing for black. And, of course, you should be proud of it. I don't have a problem with people being proud of it. But you have to look deeper at the legacy that was, you know, left behind. So with Emmett Till, to me, it's just really the GOP trying to get more black votes, saying, you know, basically dangling a carrot out there for us to say, here, look and see, this is what we did for you. We reopened the Emmett Till case. And all I can do is shrug my shoulders and be like, okay, what do you want me to do about it? you know, I'm still not going to vote for you. I still want you gone from office, you know. So to me, it's a bunch of symbolism going on. And like I heard a young lady say before, if they want to impress the black community, solve these lynchings that have been going on in Atlanta and in Mississippi and in Seattle. Solve these lynchings. How about you do that? And then maybe we can talk about, hey, you're doing something for the black community. And on that, I'm a yield.
To be honest, in 2004, when they reopened the Emmett Till case and they checked his DNA and they got his DNA profile, they stole his casket. And it's now in the Smithsonian Museum. So, you know, they only reopened it in 2004 and disturbed his remains. And they profited. Fast track 2016. To be honest, I really think they only reopened the Emmett Till case. So the guy who wrote the book in 2016 can now write a second book. Because he's well esteemed in their community.
Well, they reopened the case, but have they brought us the names of his actual murderers? Have they actually put them on trial for murdering this young man?
You know that Roy Bryant and J.W. Millen did confess after they were acquitted that they actually murdered him, and both of them are now dead. My thing is, if you reopen the case, and, you know, contrary to what you read on the internet, Carolyn Bryant is still alive and living in Raleigh, North Carolina. Are you going to charge her? Because it was her that got him murdered. So isn't she an accessory to the murder? I mean, at the very least, false police report? That's what I would like to know. This woman has lived her life. She's written a book. Let me tell you about her book deal. When she died, she has a book that she wrote of her memoirs and of what happened in her life, and it's sealed in UNC right now to be opened when she dies, so it can be public, and her grandchildren and her grandchildren's children can get some generational wealth. Ain't that some shit?
Anything that's made off of that book should go to the descendants of Emmett Till, period.
He has none.
Anything. Any money that's made off of that book should go to the descendants of Emmett Till. And if that can't happen, then I wouldn't spend a red penny on that book.
So right now you have this guy getting money from 2016 because he wrote a book. And, you know, I'm going to give him credit because he was able to interview her. And that's why it's trending now, because now, you know, it's, oh, I didn't say that. Uh-huh. And he's staying strong to some of the things that he put in the book that she's trying to say she didn't say that was said. But the fact that he's making money now, none of Emmett Till's family members or anybody is getting the. I mean, due to the fact that Mammy did remarry, I don't know if she had other children. Yeah, they should be able to get some sort of portion of the proceeds of all these books. Now, he has a book, and this lady, she, you know, she won't put in the grave. Her will probably be out soon, too, because, you know, maybe she died, and that's why they trending. So, you know, when she died, her book, you know, starts off as a bestseller list.
Well, my thing is, They went after Bill Cosby, though, so they should be able to go after her, too. She committed a crime, and she caused the murder of a young man. And quiet is kept. When they found Emmett Till's body, there was other black bodies floating in the river that haven't been named. And no, I don't think anyone knows who these people were that were also found floating in the same river as Emmett Till. So, you know, if she caused all of that mayhem, she should be held accountable for it.
So that's interesting because, you know, that's also, you know, we see online now people talking about, oh, the good old days of black segregation, how we should have never left segregation. And, you know, the Emmett Till story, we talk about it, but we don't talk about it. But you don't really hear nobody talking about the other bodies found in the river that day, like you just mentioned. And, you know, people don't understand. These are things that happen during segregation. These are things that happen during Jim Crow. So if you're romanticizing it, these are the things that you are romanticizing. You're romanticizing. Some white woman said this young boy touched her and he got murdered. We don't know who the other guys, as you said, are. So we don't know why they got murdered. But they're murdered. Those are cold cases. If we're going to start reopening cases from the past, let's solve all the cold cases from the past first. Let's, like you said, the lynching cases from the past. Not keep reopening the case that both the men admitted before they died and had good lives that they did it. Like you said, it's symbolism. It's just so they can get, they could impress people so they could glamorize their little political game thing and get votes. You're right. I know that's all it is and all it is really about.
Right. It's a game. It's a game to them. And the lynchings that I'm talking about are the ones that have happened in 2018. You know, those are fresh cases that need to be solved, and they need to find out who murdered those people and stop playing us by saying that they were suicides. Nobody can hang themselves in handcuffs. You know, a few of the bodies have been found being handcuffed, and they're talking about it's a suicide. With your hands cuffed behind your back, really?
Oh.
You'd have to be a musician to pull that off. So, you know, my thing is they really need to work on these cold cases that are going on now, you know. And unfortunately for Emmett Till, you know, his name is synonymous with racism. At this point, for the way that he died and the way that he has become a martyr. And my thing is that he was still a child. He wasn't a grown man. He was a child. And this is what this system, this is what this system cares about, you know, our children. You know, I'm trying to think of the little black boy's name from North Carolina that was electrocuted. Because they claim that he did something to some little white girl or something. And they had a lynch mob go and tear him out of jail. And they had to go back and get him and put him in jail, and they ended up electrocuting him. I think he was only 13 years old. So this system has a lot of making up to do. And my thing is that, you know, anything they do now is just a dog and pony show, and they can keep that to themselves. And on that, I'll yield.
I don't think the system could make up shit. It's already happened. It's already done. I think the system could pay reparations for all the shit it has done. Yes, I am truly a proponent for reparations. Yes, reparations can be paid. Yes, reparations are due. On that, I am not going to change my mind. Now, in 2016, in Landon Burrell County in North Carolina, a boy got hung on a play swing. And the thing is, it was ruled a hanging, and to this day, a lot of people do not believe that he got hung because he had bought a new pair of sneakers. And the last time he was seen, he had on his sneakers. But when they found his body, he didn't have those sneakers on. And people write off certain crimes committed to black people as opportunistic crimes, and they're not crimes, okay? Back in the good old days of segregation, it was known that white people used to come into the black communities and kidnap children. They did. So, you know, fast forwarding to 2018 when people are saying, but, you know, it's a Mexican problem. It's not a Mexican problem because the United States of America has always been in the business of taking black children away from their parents. Let me repeat that. The United States of America has always been in the business of taking black children away from their parents, okay? This is not a new phenomenon. This is something that is ingrained in the institutions of this country. In slavery, the children were separated from their parents. Now, the children are separated from their parents thanks to foster care, okay? So, because it's happening to someone else, don't mean it's not happening in your community, because it's always been happening in your community. In addition, what used to happen in those segregated communities, children used to get kidnapped, you know, just like how in Africa children are getting kidnapped from their villages. Yes, that happened here. It's still happening. There's over a million black men missing nationally in this country. 1 million black men, okay? They are missing. They're not incarcerated. They are not have been ruled dead. There are open cases, and they're missing. In addition to that, there is over 800,000 black women in this country. They are not incarcerated. They are not dead. They have not been ruled dead. These are open cases, so like Brother Ozzy said, if you're going to reopen some cases, there's so many open cold cases of missing African Americans in this country that should be solved, should be investigated, should have new eyes looked upon them with new technology. But they're not going to do that. They're going to give you a bone, and y'all took it. Time. It's a good time to take a little break. So, as y'all know, my opening song is Public Enemy, of course. He got gay, and y'all heard Nas, a little bit of Nas. The cop shot the kid. I think some hops in, Ill Mind of Hops in 5. And we'll be right back.
Man, I hate rap, but if the shoe fits, wear it. I become a freak of nature, all the kids stare. I walk around bumping raw with the shit blaring, saying fuck school and dropping out like a miscarriage. I'm embarrassed, and I'm ashamed I played a part in this devilish game, making your common sense perish. But I ain't taking the full blame, cause most of you chumps running around here ain't never had strict parents. All of your brain cells rotten from weed. You feeling like if you ain't got it, life's not as complete. You having sex with every motherfucking body you see, with a past so dark that Satan had jumped out of his seat. But still you out in these streets thinking you hot as can be, without the knowledge to lead. So you just follow the sheet, making sure your lame swag is all polished and clean, while your favorite rapper's like, yeah, he got it from me. You been brainwashed by a fake life that you used to living. When I say the word fun, what do you envision? Probably drinking and smoking out with your crew and chilling with clueless women. You trying to bang, bumping new edition. Is that all you think life really is? Well, if so, then you're a fucking idiot. I honestly feel like grabbing your head and hitting it. Matter of fact, you don't even deserve a brain. Give me it! Do you even have any goals aside from bagging these hoes and packing the ball? Well, let me guess, no. You're only in school because your parents make you go, and all you do is play beer pong and hang out with the bros. Yo, society's got you living for a whack cause. You're a fucking adult with no skills at all. You don't read any books or play ball. You don't draw. You literally do nothing at all. Do you fiend for the glamorous fruits you don't have, cause you idolize rappers that do, and all they say is I got money in a stack to the roof, and now you think that it's gonna magically just happen to you? How? Your lazy ass don't commit to labor. You pick something up, dry it out, and put it down 2 minutes later. Then you complain about your life cause it ain't getting catered. Now whoever tries to call you on your bullshit's a hater. You wanna succeed, you have to try. Or one day you'll get older and regret it all cause you can't provide. Your friends are lowlifes, don't act surprised. Look, just cut the bad fruit off of the tree. Make the sacrifice. Girls, stop acting like you want a guy with traits like Romeo. Bitch, that's a fucking lie.
You always talk about how every man's faking. You can't take it and you want something real.
Shut up, tramp, save it. Twice a week you put on your makeup and damn bracelets and head to the club half naked with your ass shaking. Pulling a lowlife nigga who claim he cash make it till you let him hit and find out he work at the gas station. One of them niggas got you pregnant, now you can't raise it. But you caused it. Your actions made a fat statement. You want Romeo to act patient and stop fronting like you in the club posted in the back waiting. It's the club where guys put on a new persona after they get loaded with a few Coronas. They always shouting and wild out with habits that very few condone them. Then they look for beautiful brainless bitches like you to bone them. Then when they leave you, you cry and cry talking about, oh my god, I can't find a guy. I spent so many years and I've tried and tried. Why am I even on earth? I should die. You want Romeo, you're not worthy. You're cockthirsty, you're nasty and probably got herpes. Sometimes the secret to find is to stop searching. Try a new formula cause your last one's not working. The term real niggas publicly used, and I need to know what it means cause I'm fucking confused. Are you one for always busting your tool with nothing to lose and something to prove to homies up in your crew? Is it because you selling drugs to get loot and brag about how you done been shot and stabbed like it's fun to be you? But your life's a struggle, right? And you just hustling through. Nah, you hamster ass nigga, you just stuck in the loop. Man, why do black people gotta be the only ones who can't evolve? Cause you in the streets acting like a Neanderthal. It's clear you can't stand the law. You lost is in the abandoned dog, and all you interested in is fighting, rapping, and basketball. I can't even fuck with you, cause if we out in public, you gon' get caught stealing some shit and get my ass in trouble too. You'll get old and be nothing. Living life in these streets, thugging and starting shit with anybody, mean mugging. Look at you, a real nigga, thinking your life's cool. Girls used to turn me down for guys who were like you, till you grab their heart and shove a spearhead right through. Then they regret it because it wasn't the right move. Your real nigga talk seems bogus. A real nigga don't brag about being real as long as he knows it, and his future doesn't seem hopeless. A real nigga stays out of jail, handle shit, and he keeps focused. So all you rappers who sold us out in the wrong, you inspire the issue I wrote about in this song. You go to pile on the young who roam around in the slums. See, this is what happens when rap's overcrowded with bums. Hope the hour is long when I'm rolling out with your tongue. The man above is my guide, you know the power is strong. All you menace and freaks are only in it for cheese, and the mass control limit was breached. Fuck hip hop. They only in it for cheese, and any eyewitness can see they purposely making the innocent weak. My existence on this planet's for you. I ain't only here to benefit me. Yeah, we need to make a change while there's still time. It is hard, and sometimes I struggle trying to reveal mine. I can guide you if you feel blind. I just need you to be willing to journey into my ill mind.
Life is gonna bring you. Now let's go out here and try to make this bitch happy. Up early with the sun and the stars, 6 a.m. ring the alarm. Weatherman say it's 90 today, but it's gonna feel like 100 tomorrow. So throw some fresh water under the arms. Bullshit soon as I come in the job. Frost hit me with the news like a box cutter under the jaw. Said they just had a meeting at about 300. Oh, y'all are getting fired because we've been defunded. Can't say I didn't even see it coming. I always knew that one day they'd find a way to throw me to the wolves. And once they came into my room on that Friday afternoon, I was thinking, why y'all faggot ass niggas couldn't find me on Monday? I know it's not saying, but yo, I'm just saying. Everybody prays for the day they see the light, but the light at the end of the tunnel is a train. $5 gas and poverty rates are rising much higher than your hourly rate. So if you're thinking about quitting, you should probably wait. Everybody gotta do a fucking job that they hate. Go and live out your dreams, that's what they telling. Fam in my ear all day and they yelling. Keep it real, say, and don't ever sell out. But how the fuck you sell out when ain't nobody selling? Tired of playing with y'all. I wanna fight the good fight, but it ain't paying me, dog. NC, VA, to my man still hustling hard. Trying to get it at whatever the cost, wherever you're at or whoever you are. That's me. All day, it's like chasing a high. You just wanna get a hit, just wanna get a taste, just wanna benefit. Every day you wake up, there's a legitimate struggle between doing what's right or just doing some nigga shit. Baby bro wrote me, say it feel like he lost me. I'm like, dude, I'm trying, back the fuck up off me. My single friends say, tell your family's beautiful. I'm like, if y'all niggas only knew what it cost me. This shit don't come with no blueprint. And with every change, it seems more like a game you can never win. I tell my peoples I ain't rich, but this harvest is the farthest from broken nigga ever been. Go for your dreams, that's what they telling. Fam in my ear all day and they yelling. Keep it real, saying don't ever sell out. But what the fuck is selling out if ain't nobody selling? Tired of playing with y'all. I'm trying to fight the good fight, but they ain't paying me, dog. NC, VA, to my man still hustling hard. Where you at or whoever you are, corn star pennies out of the jar. All day, nigga.
And we're back to Blackwing Tank Radio and the Shadow Talk Show. That was Hobson, El Mind of Hobson 5. He's so very underrated. And Fonte, The Good Fight. At this time, I want to talk about some good things going on with Blackwing Tank Radio Network. Okay? As y'all know, we are a relaunch, and we starting out strong. And I do want to take the time to appreciate the people that do listen to us live. Y'all might not call in, but y'all do listen to us, or you listen to the rebroadcast. We appreciate you. We see you. We thank you. We have some good shows that we like you to support as well. You know, on Monday we have Open with the homies, and on Thursday we have the Revolutionary Journal with Brother Ozzy, and on Friday we have Dr. Misty's show. Now, you know, on Saturday, y'all all with me here at Shadow Talk. Now, the brother that had called earlier, Brother Clayton, I do believe that. Brother Clayton, hello?
Yes. Hello. Yes, what's up,
Hi.
Queen?
Yeah, you know, I'm talking about all the good things that are happening here on Blasting Tank Radio Network, and I do remember that Brother Ozzy did tell me that you are interested in doing the show and that you will be bringing the show to the network. Would you like to talk about it now?
Not necessarily. I'm just excited about having the show. This is like a dream come true to me, because the last 20 years of my life has just been really serious about understanding myself and my behaviors, where I came from, And it's just amazing the information that I have now. And I'm looking forward to just to sharing my information. I can humbly say that I am the truth. And it's just been amazing listening to you and Brother Oz talk about the Emmett Till situation. And this is, for lack of a better word, I guess you could say this is just my opinion on it. You've hit on some great facts, like what can be done now. All of these people are dead, da-da-da-da-da. So I think, in a sick way, that this is just who we call white people. This is just their way of rubbing it in our face and showing us that, see, you can't do nothing to us. With all the shit that we've done to you, we hung you, we cut off your balls, your dick, we had you fucking your mama. We've done all this stuff to you, and we know it. We America knows this. And what's being done about it. So this is like a slap in the face, I feel like. But at the same time, this can be something that can truly wake us up and bring us together, not in a violent way, because that's what they're waiting on. We got so much stuff to be violent about, man. So much shit to just have a watch riot in every damn city. We have the reason to do that, and that's what they're waiting on. And we got to come at this shit in a different way. And now, again, this is why I love what we're talking about. I mean, the radio show, because like I said, Queen, I'm deep. And there's a reason why they're doing this. There's a reason why they're doing this, and they can get away with it. As soon as you understand, and please understand where I'm coming from, I love the Black Think Tank Radio. I love that whole deal, and understand that that's what I'm doing right now. I'm thinking. We have to understand why they can do this and get away with it continuously. And in my personal feeling, Queen Ozzy, it has to do with that word black. When you call yourself that, you have no standing at law. They can kill you. It means dead. It means so many things. And this is why it's like a curse. This is why they can continuously do the things that they're doing. And this person, like you said, either I don't want to give them too much props about the book, because all they're going to do now is make money for their family. But where's the justice in it? We know that this boy was killed in the wrong way. We know it. And the biggest terrorist organization in what we call America is what we call white supremacy, the KKK. Is anybody going after them? They are terrorists. All the shit that they've been doing, that those are terrorist acts. And when they start going at these people like that, then we can see that things are starting to change. But right now, I think, in a sick way, they're doing this and they're lasting. Like, you see what we've been doing? We stole America. We steal everything that we come from. And look at it. Y'all got the proof. And what can y'all do? Nothing. Well, that's what they're thinking, that we can do nothing. But that's all it's about, Queen. It's this ploy for these people to make money now for their families. See, they're going to make money off of this book. And this is how wicked these people are, man. This the rabbit hole is deep with all of this, man. And I'm so thankful that Oz gave me a call. I've been thinking about a radio show forever, but I'm controversial. I love it, but I'm about the truth, man, and the truth hurt. The truth hurt, man, and that's what I am. That's what I vibe off of. I see the people that came before me that delivered the truth, and it wasn't accepted then. I feel like I'm like 100 years ahead of my time, man. And I say that with all humbleness, man. But I grew up in hell. I went through hell, and I understand it all, and now it's time for me to share it. But we have to get over this, not get over, but we have to acknowledge and stop this supremacy. What we're calling white supremacy. I don't call them white. If anything, they're the red man. They're not white. And that's the whole thing, this word game that they're playing with us, these spells that they're playing with us. That's what the English language is best for. It's for spells, and the spells are deep. They're truly deep. So this whole black and white thing, this is deep, Queen. This is deep. And I truly see that we're going to regain our status. But when we regain our status, we have to make sure that we're not in the slave master mentality. And that's where we're at. And that's what's making it so difficult to get back there because of what we want to do when we get back there. And this is all a part of their ploy. This is all a part of their ploy. It's like, shit, when they get it back, we fuck their minds up so much that they're going to keep fighting with each other. They're going to keep doing it. Yeah, man, we in something deep, but we're going to pull ourselves out of it. We've been pulling ourselves out of it from day one. I mean, just imagine we couldn't read. If you were taught to read or you know that you could read, that was death. And look at where we're at now, man. Out of all the stuff that we came through. And it's just going to, we're just going to keep rising, getting back to where we need to be. But we have to understand that the minds have been infiltrated. We don't respect each other. We don't love each other like we need to. And we need to get that straight before we get the throne back. Because it ain't going to do us no good to get the throne back. And we still got this slave, this PTSD, post-traumatic slave disorder. And that's what's going on. We got to start working on ourselves, man, realizing the tribes, the people that we really came from, the cultures that we came from. And it's difficult to do, but we're going to do it. So I feel you, Queen. This is a beautiful topic. I'm excited about the radio show. I'm looking forward to it, and this is just a dream come true. And with that, I will yield.
Okay, welcome back, Brother Ozzy. I see you have joined us again.
Oh, most definitely, and it's beautiful to hear my brother's voice. All right. I hope it becomes a regular thing, brother. Definitely. Appreciate
it will,
everything
bro.
That you said, and you were on point as usual. Yeah, sorry, sis, I had gotten cut off. Like I said, I'm still on the plantation, so that might happen one more time before the end of the show. But definitely, you know, what the brother said, you know, we have to get over this whole, you know, infighting and eating each other, because that's the way the system has been set up to destroy us. And, you know, a lot of people aren't getting that, you know, you take the resources away and you know, put the rats in the cage and you see what happens. The rats start attacking each other, you know, and I hate to compare people to rats, but that's what the social experiment is. And you can see it going on in Chicago every day. You take the resources away, you take away the jobs, and let's watch these niggas attack each other. To try to get one up, you know, the whole crabs in the barrel thing, that's true. You know, everybody's attacking everybody else, trying to get out, trying to get some air, you know, and it's sad that that's the way that things are. But, you know, until we stand up and fight back this system, you know, fight the system, fight the power. Until we do that, the things will continue on the same. And we'll be happy with the little crumbs that they toss us from the table. You know, it's been time for us to have a seat at the table. And not
Black
sit tank, at the children's
tank
table.
Radio, man. That's it. Black Think Tank Radio, bro. And that key word is think, and that's what I'm going to make people do, Oz, is think, bro. And that's the most painful thing for a person to do is think, especially when you've been brought up into a habit. You got used to a habit in a way. We got to understand, man, that when I say everything that we hold dear to our heart, 99% of the things that we hold dear to our heart was a lie. And it's time for us to relearn everything that we thought we knew. And the way that you relearn is not just going by what the authority figures said, like our teachers, a policeman, anybody that we looked at, an authority figure, we automatically believe what they said. And that's what we got to stop doing. It's like, okay. And I mean, now there comes a time where you should confront a person right then, but then there comes a time where it's like, okay, yeah, you know, let me go research this myself. Let me go see the solid evidence to what they've been telling me that I believe in. I guarantee you, as soon as you do that, your heart is going to be in pain, man. It's going to be in pain when you realize that we are under the supremacy. Exactly, bro. Exactly, bro.
And
it's deep,
the key word you said there, brother, research. Go do
exactly.
your research.
Exactly. That's all. That's
Every,
all
everything,
I ask you to do.
The knowledge that we are seeking is out there. You have to
exactly.
go find it.
That's so true. And, you know, what he said, we have to research it. And I feel, you know, I'm not trying to plug the man. Everybody has issues with the man. But I want to know why Tariq is not pushing the Hidden Colors series like he did when it first came out. Because Hidden Colors, it told the truth about the lies that we were taught and that we thought to be true. And I think I heard talk that he was supposed to be giving Hidden Colors to schools, and they were supposed to be showing it during Black History Month. I knew that wasn't going to happen. But it's true. Every parent today should have the series of Hidden Colors. They should be watching it with their children. We need to deprogram. We can't unite until we deprogram, because it's like what Brother Clayton said. We all going to unite under a white mentality mind. We don't want to replace the oppressors. We want to destroy the oppression.
Exactly.
We want to destroy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
If we're about replacing us as the oppressors, count me out.
Exactly,
Amen.
Bro.
Not into that. Don't want to be a part of that. We can't become our enemies. We can't do that.
Word.
When we struggle that way. That's why I said before, when we start preaching hate, you know, to me that's a waste of energy. And I'm not going to waste my energy preaching hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be real about it, then let's love. We know there's a time to defend ourselves. We know there's a time for war. But we have to learn to love each other.
Yeah. And I hate
to
interrupt,
to
love each other,
and we have to learn to trust each other. And there's so much mistrust. Go ahead, brother.
That's right, bro. And I'm just real quick. And love doesn't mean that you have to accept what the oppressor is doing. That doesn't mean
right.
people hear love.
I'm not
and
talking
think
about
that,
love the oppressor.
Oh,
right.
Exactly. That we want to make that clear. I love everybody. You can think of the worst criminal, the worst person in the world, Oz. And there's love from me to that person. And you know why, Oz? Because I know that when a child is born, Oz, if the child is born of sound mind, everything that it's going to do is an experience of its life, Oz. Everything, man. And all it takes is a
everything.
Moment.
Everything.
That's it,
say,
man.
Say
all
it loud
takes
for
is
the
a
people
moment.
In the back, brother.
That's it. It's an experience, man. Everything you're doing has been an experience in your life, and that's not you. And the whole thing is about finding balance, to realize that, damn, not be mad at mama and daddy, grandmama, whoever raised you, not to be mad at nobody. And see, and this is where I feel like I'm going to help people, because I went through the steps of hating everybody, being mad at everybody, not understanding what, when people say, well, you shouldn't blame. And I'm like, how can you not blame? Well, I understand what all that means now. I know my mom and daddy did the best that they knew how, so now my job as a 49-year-old man is to look at my life and go, okay, damn, there were some cool things that I learned. And then, okay, here go these things right here that I learned, developed some habits, and now I got to break these. It ain't no sense in me being mad at nobody, but it makes sense to find the blame, the reason, not blame and then sit around and, okay, I can't do it because this happened to me. That kind of blame is fucked up. But when you're looking for the blame to really why you're doing something, like, damn, okay, I see that now. And bam, okay, I'm not going to hold on to this blame and keep blaming my mom and my dad. It's like, no, because my mom and daddy went through it. Somebody taught them wrong. And now it's time for me to realize my weaknesses and the things that I need to straighten myself out. My yacht, man, balance, man. And that's what this is all about. It's about finding balance within ourselves. We need what we call the dark side. We need the beautiful side. There comes a time where I got to protect my family,
protection. I need a certain side of me, but I can't let that side control me and have me sitting in jail like, damn, shouldn't have done that or should. Yeah, we let our the feelings get control of us, and we need to learn how to control it, and we can. But the way society's set up, with the music you listen to, the TV shows you listen to, all that shit is encouraging you to, when you get into that situation, bam, to make the wrong decision without thinking. And you know the right thing to do. We all know the right thing to do, bro. But this is what they tell us. We sinners. And then we have that shit in our mind. Okay, I'm some, and we supposed to fuck up. It's like, no, you ain't got to mess up, man. You can make, we can be perfect. Now, what I mean by perfect is, when you are faced with a situation where you got to go yes or no, where you can weigh, where you can see, you know the right decision to make, man. So we have, and especially when you start listening to intuition, it's like, no, bro, I'm not going to take that ride, or no, that don't sound good. That ain't fit right with my spirit. But we so influenced about trying to fit in, and we ignore that. So, okay, dog. Yeah, okay, let's ride. And you sitting in the motherfucking back seat, and that whole time, your conscience fucking with you, man. You know you ain't supposed to be sitting back here. This ain't what you're supposed to be doing. And we got to get back in touch with that, man. That right there that they got us away from. Right there, bro. And I yield, man. Yes, sir, bro.
I think
yes,
with
sir.
Your brother Clayton is talking about is something, Brother Ozzy, that they were talking about on Monday last week on Open. It's all about energy. And and the good thing about Black Think Tank Radio Network, that we're trying to separate the bad program's energy from the world and make this a place, a safe place, where Black energy can be free to be creative, to come together, to network, to discuss solutions instead of reiterating the same problems that we all know exist. You know, there has to be a point when you stop talking about problems, because talking about problems but not bringing issues to the table when you're talking about problems is just what somebody used to tell me is a bunch of hot air. If you're going to talk about a problem, you have to have the issue right there with the problem. If you're going to talk about the history of something, you have to make that history relevant for today. You can't keep on talking about the young people this and the young people that, and without connecting to the young people. You can't tell the young people, well, y'all don't know your history. Well, we already know the schools are not teaching them the history. So if you're going to tell somebody they don't know their history in the same breath, you're going to tell them the history that you feel that they don't have the knowledge of, and then take you to another step and explain to them why that knowledge of that past was relevant to their current, and it's going to help them in their future. And that's what we're trying to do here at Black Think Tank Radio Network. Like Brother Clayton said, we're trying to make you think. We're trying to make research. We're trying to set up conversations and discussions where they're not so much antagonistic as they're more healing. Because you have to acknowledge pain. You have to acknowledge pain. You have to talk about pain. You can't keep it under the rug or talk about it in the back room, because not everybody's going to know that you share in the same pain. The way you get rid of pain is you talk about it. That's why people go to self-help groups that deal with certain traumas, because the way to heal from a trauma is to talk about the trauma. Every Black person in America is a victim of post-traumatic stress syndrome. Doesn't matter if you're living in 2018 or if you was born tomorrow. Based on the history of this country, you are a victim. And there is no mental health organization set up currently that is dealing with the situation. So you have to seek out Black faces. You have to seek out people with the same similar experiences so we can share, we can communicate, we can break bread together, and we can unite. The way to unite, you have to break bread. You can't break bread if you are on one on your agenda. Breaking bread in conversation is not about an agenda. It's about a conversation where more than one person comes together and they just start talking. That's how you unite. Uniting is as simple as talking.
Right.
I say, Queen.
And that was beautifully said, sister. And like Neely Fuller said, if a group of black people get together, or I say a group of our people get together, and we're not talking about solutions, we have no business being in the same room with each other.
Words.
No business.
Solutions.
If we're not talking about solutions to our issues, we have no business being in the same room together. And
that might be the name of the radio show, bro. Solutions.
Hey, definitely, bro. Because, you know, we need them. Like my sister said, we know what the problems are. We have to go about the business of solving those problems. Because
that's
we can't
it,
we can't wait on, you know, anyone to solve our problems. Praying to a higher power doesn't work. You know, we have to realize that higher power is within ourselves, first and foremost. We have to realize that, and we have to take advantage of that. And until people get to that, it's going to be like we're chasing our tails.
Think about that, Brother Oz. Think about, feel, not realizing that God is separate from you, that's in the sky, that's sometimes answering prayers and not, and that is in you. And every prayer that you're praying to, once you locate it, man, look, that's how, and it's scary to realize what I'm saying, Oz, because I've been there, bro.
It is.
It is. Yes, sir.
And I've been there.
To go sit somewhere by yourself and realize that God is in you. Now, be quiet and listen to the answers, prayers that you've been praying. And the reason why we don't want to sit still, because the answer is you. It's like, it's pointing at you. And that's why most people, they pray and they get up. But when people pray, you need to sit still for at least 30 minutes and just be quiet. You put your prayer out there, now be quiet. And I guarantee you, not many people can sit still. They're going to get up. They're going to get up because you're looking at the solution. It's you. And when you start talking to people, when you start presenting yourself how you want people to be presented or you want people to be, that's when the magic starts happening, Oz. And I'm speaking from experience, bruh. And we this is how we're built, man. We all have answers and things, but we're not doing what we're talking about. And I've been doing the work, bruh. And I'm not where I want to be, man. I'm not talking about I'm perfect, man. I still have my flaws, but it's beautiful knowing. And this is the other thing with playing professional football and the power of understanding what practice does. I know that, okay, I don't have this down yet, but I know that if I keep practicing and then I'm determined to want to get better, then I'm going to be what it is that I'm practicing. But my son referred to this generation as the microwave generation, and it's kind of wearing off on us. We want instant gratification. We want instant shit, but it's like, no, man. As soon as you can start working on yourself, man, the better off you're going to be, the better off you're going to see shit getting around you when you start being what you want everyone else to be, bro. And that's how deep this is, man. I'll be 49 years old, Ozzy. This is how I want it to feel. Let's say when I have my first childhood experience, probably like 7 or 8, I have the remedy. I'm going to write the book, Oz, that parents are going to read to their kids, man, and they're going to feel exactly how I feel right now, Oz. There ain't nothing that my mama, my daddy, you, anybody that can bring up, Oz, and make me feel bad, drop my head, bruh. Make me get mad. There ain't nothing, bro. Because I understand everything that I did, and that ain't me no more to a certain extent.
even if there are some things that I'm still doing, I still understand that, bro, this is a habit. This shit is real, man. I understand how real this is, and I wish I felt like this when I was in school, like when somebody picked at you or laughed at you or made you feel bad. I don't care if it was your cousin, your mama, or anybody. Man, I promise you, and I know how kids are too. I mean, I have kids. I know how children are too. They just want to learn. That's all they want to do. And when you get them to understand how beautiful they are from the inside, there ain't nothing that nobody's going to say to make them feel bad. The first thing they're going to think about when somebody says something to hurt their feelings, they're going to see how much they hurt me. That's what they're going to see. They ain't going to drop their head. Bruh, that's how I feel right now, Oz, and I'm about to be 49 years old. I was ashamed to be what we call black. I was ashamed of where I came from. Oz, I love all of it now. And every time I look at my skin, bruh, I feel proud because I know that we are the original human beings on this planet, on this earth. We are the original. All these other colors, now, I say all of these other colors, the thing that's in question is truly what we call the white man. This is what that Darwin's theory of evolution, he was talking about them. He was talking about he was confused about where they came from. It's not really us. Now, again, I don't want to say that what I'm saying, I'm speculating, but what I'm talking on is deep. Even though I'm not completely speaking the truth, I'm on the path of the truth. And this is what people don't understand about me, is that even if I'm wrong and you correct me, it's a beautiful feeling. When I get the truth, man, it is a beautiful feeling. And so, this is what we got to wake ourselves up to, what the Queen was talking about us realizing the programming that we're under. And this is not how we're supposed to be acting, that they truly got us under a spell. They got our minds gone, even though we're mad at them. So for every person that's listening to this, just close your eyes tonight and imagine that you wake up in the morning and there ain't no more white people. There ain't nothing but black people here. Do you honestly think all the crime, do you think all that shit's going to stop? It's not that easy when you realize what the problem is. You think that, wow, damn, I figured out the problem and now it's going to go away. And that's how I was. I figured out that, damn, I knew why I act like this, and I thought this shit was going to go away. And then it's like, no, bro, that's just the first step. Now your ass got to get rid of this habit. Now you got to work on what is done to you. And so that's what we're under, Queen. Again, that's what you mentioned, too, that we have to understand that this is what...
There it is, what you said, what you just touched on. You have to understand that even if we were all black, we would still have problems. So that whole idea of self-subjugation is not a solution. The whole idea of living in a vacuum is not the solution, because living in a vacuum is not growth. Living in a vacuum actually is cowardice, because you're saying, I cannot overcome this world to live among it, I have to cut myself off. That's not a solution. The solution is uniting, discussing our issues, getting an infrastructure together so that we can reach one, teach one. We can stop the manipulation, because it's manipulation. And when we get old, we understand this manipulation. That's why they don't go after old people. They go after our babies and our youth. And if they cannot manipulate our babies and our youth, then they murder them. And that's the whole thing. They do. They maim, they murder, they kill, they steal. And we have to stop accepting the okie doke. We have to stop accepting what their media is feeding our children, our adults, our mothers, our sons, our daughters, our fathers. We have to counteract their media with our own media, where our people are going to check for us. with as much as they text for their media. We have to show them that there is a place where you can be safe, you can be black, and you can be loved, and you can have a discussion, and you can talk about your issues or your organization
there
you
go.
Or whatever
you
community, and
feel
that you are wanted, you are being celebrated, you are being appreciated, you are being loved. Because the only way we can overcome this, and, you know, no man is perfect, but the one thing that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did say, everything must be overcome with love, okay? Even in the end of his life, Malcolm X also changed his thinking, and he became more soul-centered on it has to be a joint effort with everyone. It can't just happen and with us. We have to grow within ourselves as adults so we can be there for our community. If you notice the life of Malcolm X was one man in his 20s, was a different man in his 30s. When he died, he was still a different man. Every stage of your life is a process. Every stage of your life is a level. Either you level up or you level down or you stay stuck. And there's a lot of people that are just stuck and they're just existing until they die. And we have to move past that. We have to find a way to move past that and get together and move forward as a community, as a culture in this country and destroy the things that the institutional racism of this country that is keeping us under. And that's what we hope to do with this forum.
Yes, sir, Queen. Every time you talk, I get chicken skin. I get chills, man. This is cool. Listening to you, Queen. Listening to that your intuition. We're on the same page, and I'm so glad I tuned into the show tonight to hear a like minded mind where I'm at. And when I say that I have completely deprogram myself, and I'm completely relearning everything. And when I say everything, I'm relearning everything, man. Everything I'm relearning, because I know that we live in a place that killed thousands of its own people, like 9/11. I know the Vietnam War was a lie. Every war that we went into was a lie. This is the kind of stuff that's painful for us to wake up to, but we have to wake up to this, and we have to get prepared for the chaos, because there's going to be chaos. You would better want to prepare yourself for it than to not act like it's going to happen. And that's what we're acting like. This shit ain't going to happen. But in order for the news to happen, it's like Queen said on a couple of occasions about destroying. Things have to be destroyed, and this is the biggest thing, and I hope I'm not getting off topic, but this is the biggest thing that has to be destroyed, and it is what the slave master gave us, was that black book and its religion. That's the main thing, and it's so cool how they perfectly crafted the book. The only thing that you need to do is stop looking outside of yourself for what you call God and start looking inside of yourself. Every time you read something in that book and it's talking about something outside of you, slip it to inside of you, and then go sit by yourself and see if I'm lying. Now, it can't be but a few brave people that's going to do what I'm talking about, because you got to face yourself. And then if you're brave enough, you're going to face what God is. And then you truly going to know what the Holy Ghost is and all that stuff that's going on in the church, man. You truly going to understand what's happening, and that in Queen. Oz, man, 10 years ago, everything I'm talking about now, there was doubt. There was like, I'm talking the things that I'm talking about because I'm like questioning it.
it's not like I'm saying believe, but I'm going to use that word no more. It's not like I believe it. I'm just saying these things because I want to believe it. I want to not believe it. I want to know it. And that's where I'm at now, Oz. I know things. And if I don't know it, I'm viewing the situation to know it. Fuck belief and believing in. I try my best not to use those words, and I look at things, and I'm viewing this. Okay, now let me go research what you're saying so I can know it. There's a huge difference in believing, and people are walking around believing in God. They're believing in Jesus. Well, you can know God, and you can know Jesus, but it's scary to do, man. You think this shit going to be easy, man? It is not going to be, especially what we went through, but I'm here to tell you that it's worth it. Now, and I'm also here to tell you, too, man, you got to be careful because there are people that are feeling what I'm saying. And if you display what I know that's inside of you around the wrong people, if your download get interrupted, if you truly realize who you are around the wrong people, you can do things that people are going to call crazy. So, again, man, listening to my radio show, listening to me, I'm going to take you to the source, man. I'm going to take you to the source, and it's going to require you learning how to be by yourself. Because you, especially if you grew up in a black church and you've seen people do what you call catch the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, that's what's going to happen, man. You're going to yell. You're going to say things. You're going to speak in tongues. And if you're around the wrong people, the download get interrupted, the wrong shit can happen, bro. And I'm talking some real shit because, bro, I broke my neck for what I'm telling y'all, man. I broke my neck, Oz, for what I found out, bro. And it's all about just looking at yourself. Get out of that book, or when you're in the book, understand that this Bible has to be deciphered. And I got to stop looking at, and many people think that it's a man in the sky. I got to stop looking at this as some man in the sky. And that's how perfectly crafted this book is. It was created by the devil, the master of all tricks. That's what you're reading. It is from the master of all tricks. He flips some stories around perfectly. And I'm here to tell you, all you got to do is just start looking at yourself. Stop looking at God as outside of yourself, and let's get back to the spiritual beings that we are. We're spiritual beings.
That's a whole process. And at this time, I see that we got like 34 minutes. So I'm going to take another short break. I'm going to let everybody have their last thoughts. And we're going to talk about some more station business. So I'm going to put on Eggplant. Heed the word of the brother. I think it's finished right now.
Is the messenger group X-Clan. Here's the nine. The movement Black Watch. And when we're not outraged about the oppression upon the black existence, we step to you in blackness. By the way, we exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother.
Let us the word the phrase, the paragraph. Heed masters, J begins class. The science of past is now brought to the rhyme fix. From the scrolls, state to the verses. God's a God, from God's to man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from a hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to the army scene? Put the cause will never pause, that simply is the brother. Raise the flag, wave the colors. Red, black, green with the key, the difference. Words make a way in the world in the instant. Living to die and I die to live again. 360 degrees. Comprehend. A man getting stronger till he's man no longer. Unearthly state makes the time too shorter. The ever radiant awareness.
I was born
the one. Open eyes, strong sun. Travis and priests standing by what I teach. So you all stand starving as I start to leave. Words are gone. Brought from the Genesis. Will exist till Armageddon is a witness. The originals built the earth. What must it be aggression to learn a basic lesson? Majestic, stern within reality. A juggernaut when you tamper with mentality. However, crown, extension, and dimension of a brain.
ourselves, bringing hell to the fallout. The ever tangled web we weave, always trying to obtain, no attempt to achieve. Descendants of kings and queens act like justice, never pretend to quarter of the measure. Jealousy of what are we, become tendency for their thievery. All right, cool, but no need to pull the trigger, that's a fool. I get my words like that in my school to produce the words that they dream about. It's another way of thinking. I'm these sissies who may try to extend my principality, but of course I'm not having madness. From beginning, I'm the end. Observe me. Ignorance is not a trend. So as I beckon for a few seconds, pull the reins.
It's amazing to listen to you. It's amazing to listen to you.
Mastering words on the verse. Funk is a force I exert. Egyptian, African, now I'm on a black watch. Check my sundial, system like the clock. I can catch a shadow as the moon reflects the sun. Creator's eyes make a path of brother one. So now I walk softly and carry a big stick, a bird stick, so you natives wanna lick. Jam brings the funk and spreads jam to the white bread. And the funk of this one vanglorious, unearthly resistance. Show with persistence. Grand verbal application. Tribal connection. Pyramids witness the funk bearer. Vibe sharer, not the era. Brother, it's balanced like the scales of salt. And neither my demand makes
balance. Balance, baby.
Systems, positive, poison of me. Some call it onk, it's a key. Black is a color while black is state of a mind state. But how many of you say today, Brother J can find a better way? So be it. Plan it down and make it say I serve a purpose. Yet I'm not the G.I. Joe, I am the brother. Yo, I can never swear.
I feel it.
That breaks the clock barrier. Words of old make me more than a beginner. The key opens knowledge and place in the center. Americana man, Africana brother. Don't forget the land, cause the birth is from the mother. A vibe is in place, obtained and discovered. Tune in your audio and hear the words of brother.
Yo, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates,
Boy, explain.
This is the Black Think Tank Radio Network. Call us at 646-564-9948. Press 1 to join the conversation, join the chat room, or listen via the show link. We appreciate your thoughts and participation. Each one teach one. Each one respect one. Peace and enjoy the program.
Each one teach one. Each one respect one. That's a slogan of the Black Think Tank Radio, man.
This is the Black Think Tank Radio Network. Power to the people.
And we're back. Radio Network, Shuttle Talk Show. Now, with the last few minutes we got on the line, we're going to do last plus in business. Brother Clayton, I'm going to start with you, and Brother Ozzy, I'm going to end it with you. So, last plus.
So I'm gonna try and keep this short. But first off, thank you for playing what you played on the break, man. It's amazing. I think, man, I was, 19 or 20 when this first came out. And you know how you're listening to music and you don't hear the word or you don't understand the word. So now when I'm listening to music now that I used to listen to back in the day, man, feeling how I'm feeling now, man, that felt good, Queen. This was a good day. I love feeling like this. So we started out talking about Emmett Till. I hope we didn't get too much off subject about what are they doing all of this for. And again, I think it's like for a slap in the face, really, of them saying, so what can they do to us when we've seen everything that they've done? And this basically all boils down to it's time to wake up now. And to sum up everything that I've been talking about, what you're going to hear from me in my radio shows, I'm going to be talking to you, helping you think about waking up yourself, about flipping things around, about spending quiet time to yourself, learning how to meditate. People think meditation means
sitting in Indian style. And no, that ain't meditation. It's just learning how to breathe, man. Just sitting by yourself and learning how to breathe. So this is all about taking back our, what's the word I'm looking for? Taking back our spirituality, our individualism, our ability to think, to create. We all the things that we see now, especially like the pyramids, things like that, it came from people thinking, not just staying inside of the box. Thinking, going outside of the box. And it's about respecting each other. It's about hearing something that you've never heard, especially if it's coming from me or even you, Quinn, anybody on this triangle that I'm talking to now. Anything that we mention, it's not about like trying to challenge us in the wrong way. It's about, okay, let me go do a little more research on this, especially if it's something that you've been believing and it's something that we're telling you that we used to believe it, but we don't believe that way no more, and this is why. So this was just amazing, Queen. I love where I'm at now. I realize I have two minds, and my mind up top from playing a lot of football, you know, concussions and things like that have happened. I don't like thinking too much. I like reacting. And when I've been on this phone with you guys, I'm coming from that place, and I'm coming from my heart. And when I come from there, man, it ain't wrong, man. It is beautiful, and that's where I've been on the conversation with you, Queen, and I appreciate it. So I yield with that, Queen.
Well, thank you. Thank you, and feel free to call and join any time, and I can't wait for your show to come online. I think what Brother Ozzy told me, you're thinking on Sundays. You're filling that Sunday slot.
Yeah,
you're still available.
I am. That's what's up.
I think that would be
that's a
great
good day.
Show. I think that would be a great way to start the week. You know, something spiritual, something
up.
To make you feel more connected to yourself. It's a great show to start the week off. It'll be you on Sunday, open with the homies on Monday. And open is a great show because open connects different parts of the country, and they talk as a forum as well, that they have different moderators from different areas of the country, so they're trying to unite different communities right now with their show. And Dr. Mystery, she's talking about Black trauma and Black harm and Black pain and how we can overcome that and move on from that and, you know, try to, you know, come together as a stronger whole people. And the Revolutionary Journal with Brother Ozzy, he explores the issues, but he explores the issues in a way that to make you think, to make you understand, to make you research. And that's what Black Think Tank Radio Network is all about.
Yeah,
it's a network. We want to
yeah.
make you think. We want to keep those topics that are bothering you, that make are annoying at you, so that you can do the research, like you said, do the research and find out more, to find out why you, what you need to do, what your plan of attack is to overcome whatever is holding you back, that you may feel is holding you back, to destroy white supremacy, which is obviously is holding us all back as a world. I'm going to ask Brother Ozzy. Brother Ozzy, are you with us? I know he's on the plantation for his last show. I don't think he's going to get back.
Hey. Peace, family. I'm still here.
That's what's up.
Last thought?
I'm escaping the plantation as we speak. I just want to say great show, Sister Queen, as usual. Brother Clayton, I appreciate you a million times for calling in and being man enough to take the step forward and, you know, just come back to family, because a lot of times, you know, we have disagreements and we go ghost on people, and those issues are never resolved. So definitely, brother, I'm looking forward to setting up your first show. And like I said, I know that you're a busy brother. So definitely just get in touch with me and let me know what day you're ready to go. If you're ready to go this Sunday, let me know. We'll set it up. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to everybody who supports the Black Think Tank Radio Network, the Open for Hope Radio show. I want to thank them and their group. And their show is on Mondays at 9 p.m. Mondays at 9 p.m. Thursday is my show, The Revolutionary Journal. And, of course, we must support Dr. Misty on Fridays with Moments with Misty, because she brings that Friday fire like no one I've ever heard. So definitely tune into her show, and definitely Shadow Talk with my sister, Sister Stephanie. Definitely bringing out the topics that a lot of times get passed over. And a lot of times we as men don't want to face some of the topics that Sister Stephanie brings to the table. And that's something that has to change. And I appreciate you for that, sis. Don't ever let anybody tell you to be quiet, sis. Always keep your voice, because your voice is powerful. And we love you for that. We love you for that. Definitely, with that being said, I'm gonna check out right now. And definitely, power to the people, peace to the family, peace and love, and support Black Think Tank Radio Network.
Well, that's gonna be a tongue twister for me. I gotta practice saying that. Black Think Tank Radio. Yeah.
It'll come to you, brother.
Network.
Yes, sir. Network is the most important part.
And like you said, brother,
every word in the title has a meaning. Every word in the title has an important meaning. So definitely, notice I spell black with the Q and not the CK. So
real quick before we leave, bro, when I was listening to X-Clan. That's who the song was?
Yes, X-Clan.
That we were listening to on the break? Yeah, X-Clan.
Yes, X-Clan of the brother.
Yeah, so it hit me, bro, because I've had this thing about the word black, which I'm going to share with people, but when I was listening to the song, the deep meaning of the word black, when you realize the deep meaning, like what black is, then it's on a whole nother level. But just like right now, to use that term, to call yourself in the English phrase and to be thinking it meaning what it's supposed to be meaning, that is the thing that I want to help people see. But listening to that song, I just want to let you guys know that that really helped me understand. And I was told this when I was told about the whole black thing, too. It's just in the corporation, America, what this word means, and in the world, too. But like the deep meaning of the word when our ancestors said it in their tongue, is the way you want to be saying the word. But bro, I appreciate being black on the level, man. I truly appreciate it. I love looking at my skin, and this is just going to be beautiful, man. I'm not done growing, and this radio show, the same thing I used Facebook for 4 years ago when I got on, is to help me grow, man. I'm on social media, bro, not to be flaunting. It's like therapy for me, man. I'm growing, bro. So my radio show, there's things that I know, and there's things that I'm going to be, for lack of a better word, assuming. But everything that I said, man, I'm hoping that you're not going to say something smart. And even if somebody does do all that, I'm prepared for all that. But my whole thing is growth, man. Do you have an answer? I'm talking about, do you have solid answers for the things that I'm talking about? I like building, man. And that's what I feel like is going to happen. This is cool, and plus it's going to be my show. I can dictate how I want things to go, and this is me. I'm a real dude, man. I like keeping it 100, man. I like building. I don't like going down. I like going up.
Yes, at Black Think Tank Radio, every show, everybody's show. We do not tell people how to run their shows. We do not tell people how to think. We do not tell people how to talk. We do not tell people what it is to be black. We are black. Mm. We were born black. Mm. We don't need to know how to be something that we are. In August, we're going to bring our Teen Summit show together in time for back to school. Hopefully, we still do have Tuesdays, Wednesdays available. Now, I think I'm going to have to take Wednesdays off the table. I'm going to take Wednesdays off the table for Teen Summit. So we have Tuesdays available. If someone's out there and they want to do a show, please get in contact with the station. You can get in contact with us either by email at bttrn94@gmail.com. You can reach out to us, or you can reach out to Brother Ozzy at the Black Think Tank Radio Network Facebook page, because I'm in Facebook jail, so Brother Ozzy, thankfully, or you can reach out to us on Twitter at BRO Ozzy, O-Z-I, and that's the Black Think Tank Radio Network Twitter, because Twitter doesn't even want to allow us to change the handle at this point. So thank you for all of those again that have been listening to us as we do this relaunch. We are working out some technical difficulties, so thank you for bearing with us. Thank you for those who listen to the rebroadcast as well. We appreciate all of our listeners as we are growing as a forum, as a network, as a space. Since I started the show with Nas, the Cop Shot the Kid, I'm going to end the show with Children's Story, because as I started the show talking about Emmett Till, my reasoning was to bring the relevance of what happened to 2018 because of what's going on in 2018. So we need to be relevant in our music as well. And since we all know the sample from Nas's Top Shot the Kid came from Slick Rick Children's Story, I feel it's only fitting to play Children's Story. So, good night, everybody. Have a great week. I'll see you next Saturday, and power to the people.
Justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy.
Yeah.
This is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, like he had a disease. He robbed another, and a sister, and a brother.
Uh-huh.
Tried to rob a man who wasn't deep undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly, and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel sent straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid, he thought, too big. All the years, if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around the block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good, and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming, and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore
man
he killed
down
him.
Swore
then he made a move to an abandoned building. Ran up stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap?
I need bullets, hurry up, run. The lowlife brought back this dope machine gun.
He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block, flew in 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed out ahead, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey is dead. Deep in his heart,
He knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow, or your soul.